I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. It will undoubtedly be the most talked about event in the state of Iowa for at least 24 hours before becoming largely an afterthought in the wake of Sunday's Super Bowl and Monday night's first-in-the-nation presidential caucuses. Iowa and Penn State are set to wrestle tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in front of a sold-out crowd of just under 15,000 people. It's not often number one and number two meet in the Hawkeye State. The 1985 football game between Iowa and Michigan is still the stuff of lore here. Well, what happens in Iowa City this evening come anywhere close to Rob Houtland level legend? We're hours away from finding out. Full disclosure's needed here. I'm not a wrestling person. I've tried multiple times to understand that sport, but it's just not for me. I don't get the appeal, just as some others may not understand why baseball or basketball would draw people to it. But you don't need to be a wrestling fan to acknowledge the bigness of tonight's match. For decades, Iowa reigned as the king of the wrestling world, but the Hawkeyes in recent years had fallen behind in the college wrestling arms race. The biggest beneficiary of that was former Iowa State standout Cale Sanderson, who had built Penn State into a powerhouse that appeared to have staying power. But in 2020, the Hawkeyes are back atop the wrestling world, and Tom Brands and his staff intend to keep them there. A big step toward accomplishing that will be taken tonight. What takes place at Carver-Hawkeye Arena this evening is huge for wrestling. Iowa's a perfect 8-0. It's got 10 wrestlers ranked by Intermat, all residing in the top 10. The Nittany Lions have won the last two meetings between the programs and four of the last six, but most observers feel the Hawkeyes should come away victorious tonight. One thing that's certain, Carver-Hawkeye Arena will be loud. For as much criticism as the arena's basketball crowds have received over the years, wrestling fans certainly do their part to make Carver a home advantage. I've attended duels where you could barely hear the person next to you for extended periods of time. It's certainly a different culture, and I respect that. It's a big night for the Hawkeyes and an even bigger night for college wrestling. Brands and Sanderson know it too. You can expect some fireworks and not of the pre-meet introduction variety, and that's enough to get someone like me to pay attention.